Bonjour à toutes et à tous, bienvenue sur African Supply Chain Heroes. Je suis Willy et ce podcast est dédié à l'information sur le secteur de la logistique en Afrique et partout dans le monde.
And I think it was my first experience in a food waste hackathon, so I didn't know what the outcome was going to be, and I think it was just great.
This is the end of the food waste hackathon, and as I promised you people, I cannot go without having Gloria, because she was really part of the organization, seeing her everywhere. Hello, Gloria, how you doing? It's really the rush.
Just a quick. Hi, Willie.
How you doing? Can you just introduce yourself quickly and tell us how was those 2 days of hackathon?
So I'm Gloria. I'm from Barcelona. I do many things. One of them is event organizer. That's how I ended up here. But I'm also very concerned with all issues around sustainability. That's why Dileta and I got in touch through a common friend, which is Tim's wife. And I loved the concept, the idea, so I engaged right away. And we've been working on it for the last a year, more or less. And just seeing that there was a reality was just very, very rewarding for all of us. And I think it was my first experience in a food waste hackathon, so I didn't know what the outcome was going to be, and I think it was just great. Very interesting projects, and I think all of them very viable. And hopefully we'll see them as a real project in the near future.
Excellent. What's the next step right now for the movement and for you also?
The next step is giving voice to the food waste hackathon within our community. I've already contacted many companies that were interested but didn't end up engaging the project. So hopefully for next year's event, I'll be able to convince them to take part of it. Now with a model to show them and real results. So hopefully just keep on working to get companies engaged.
Thank you very much, Gloria.
You're welcome.
And we see this thing going. Thank you.